Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16. The title of the chapter is How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, text number 20. I have lost my three legs and I am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforth the unlawful meat eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of the sufferings due to famine and drought? Quote by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is a lengthy purport. We'll try to read as much as we can. With the progress of age of Kali, four things particularly, namely the duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles will gradually diminish. Since dharma or the principle of religion would be lost in the proportion of three out of four, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When there are 3/4 of the population of the whole world become irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilization will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. And thus, faithless societies of men will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of proportionate faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas. Then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas and then the Sudras. Then the Milechas, the Yavanas and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of the human instinct begins from the Milechas and the Chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literature are never meant for any particular community or birth. They are different qualifications of human beings in general. There is no question of birthright or community. One can acquire the respective qualification by one's own efforts, and thus the son of a Vaishnava can become a Milecha, or the son of a Chandala can become more than a Brahmana, all in terms of their association and intimate relation with the Supreme Lord. The meat eaters are generally called Milechas, but all meat eaters are not Milechas. Those who accept meat in terms of scriptural injunctions are not Milechas, but those who accept meat without restriction are called Milechas. Beef is forbidden in the scriptures, and the bulls and cows are offered special protection by the followers of the Vedas. But in this age of Kali, people will exploit the body of the bull and cow as they like, and thus they will invite suffering of various types. The people of this age will not perform any sacrifice. The Milecha population will care very little for performance of sacrifices, although performance of sacrifice is essential for persons who are materially engaged in sense enjoyment. In the Bhagavad Gita, performance of sacrifice is strongly recommended. Bhagavad Gita 3:14-16. The living beings are created by the creator Brahma, and just to maintain the created living beings progressively towards the path of back to Godhead, the system of performing sacrifice is also created by him. The system is that living beings live on the produce of grains and vegetables, and by eating foodstuff they get vital power, and the body is in the shape of blood and the semen. And from blood and semen, the living being is able to create other living beings. But the production of grains, grass, etc. becomes possible by rain. And this rain is made to shower properly by performance of recommended sacrifices. Such sacrifices are directed by the rites of the Vedas, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig and Atharva. In the Manusmriti, it is recommended that by offering of sacrifice on the altar of fire, the sun god is pleased. When the sun god is pleased, he properly collects water from the sun, from the sea, and thus sufficient clouds collect on the horizon and rains fall. After sufficient rains fall, there is sufficient production of grains for men and all animals, and there is energy in the living being for progressive activity. The Milechas, however, make plans to install slaughterhouses for killing bulls and cows along with other animals, thinking that they will prosper by increasing the number of factories and live on animal food without caring for performance of sacrifices and production of grains. But they must know that even for the animals, they must produce grass and vegetables. Otherwise, the animals cannot live. And to produce grass for animals, they require sufficient rains. Therefore, they have to depend ultimately on the mercy of the demigods like the sun god, Indra and Chandra, and such semigods must be satisfied by performance of sacrifice. The material world is a sort of a prison house, as we have several times mentioned. The demigods are the servants of the Lord who see to the proper upkeep of the prison house. These demigods want to see that the rebel living beings who want to survive faithlessly and are gradually turned towards the supreme power of the Lord. Therefore, the system of offering sacrifice is recommended in the scriptures. The materialistic men want to work hard and enjoy fruitive results for sense enjoyment. Thus, they are committing many types of sins every step of life. Those, however, who are consciously engaged in the devotional service of the Lord are transcendental to all varieties of sin and virtue. Their activities are free from contamination of the three modes of material nature. For the devotees, there is no need for performance of prescribed sacrifices because the very life of the devotee is a symbol of sacrifice. But persons who are engaged in fruitive activities for sense enjoyment must perform the prescribed sacrifices because that is the only means to get free from the reaction of sins, all sins committed by fruitive workers. Sacrifice is the means for counteracting such accumulated sins. The demigods are pleased when such sacrifices are performed, just as the prison officers are satisfied when the prisoners are turned into obedient subjects. Lord Chaitanya, however, has recommended only one yajna or sacrifice called the Sankirtana Yajna, the chanting of Hare Krishna, in which everyone can take part. Thus both the devotees and fruitive workers can derive equal benefit from the performance of Sankirtana Yajna. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, here we are having this conversation between, this is like the title is, Maharaj Parikshit received the age of Kali. So here the Dharma is standing and the Mother Earth is standing. So this Dharma in the form of a bull and the Mother Earth in the form of a cow. The conversation is like a cow is just like a shedding tears. And then this is the question is here, I have lost my three legs and now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? This is Dharma is asking the Mother Earth. Mother Earth is shedding tears. And here, I have lost my three legs and I am standing on one only. And this is a different questions is being asked. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforth the unlawful meat eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought? So this is, in general it is explained, the four pillars of religious life. The four pillars of religious life is austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. So out of this Satya Yuga, everything was in prominence, like 100%. And then they asked, the Yugas are progressing, Satya Yuga, and then Treta Yuga, then 25% reduction. And then Dwapara Yuga, another 25% reduction. So in Kali Yuga, we are just only standing on one leg only. That is what was mentioned here. What is that leg only in Kali Yuga? Truthfulness. A little bit truthfulness, not so much truthfulness, because a little bit truthfulness is there. That is why so many things are happening. So, and here it is mentioned, with the progress of age of Kali, four things particularly, the namely duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral and religious principles will gradually diminish. Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, there is already a prediction there. Also, 1st canto also, there is a prediction there. Prayena alpa ayusha sabhya phalo asmin yuke jana damanda sumanda madayo manda bhagya hi upadhruta. Prayena alpa ayusha. Because we can see, alpa ayush means life, and alpa ayush means, this is like the longevity, like the people will die at an early stage. Alpa ayusha. Prayena alpa ayusha sabhya khalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda madayo. Dull is not in the material thing. Dull, material thing they are very very active. But in spiritual things they are dull. Manda sumanda madayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. Always disturbed actually. And also 12th canto Srimad Bhagavatam says, tatascha anudinam dharma satyam saucham shamadaya kalena balina rajan nankshati ayur balam smriti. Everything is reducing. Kali Yuga, everything memory is reducing. But your hard disk capacity is increasing. But your memory is reducing. Because this is like our capacity to remember anything. Just you say something. Previously the Vedas, how they heard is called Shruti. Shruti Dara. They just hear once and then the person will repeat. Hear, repeat, hear, repeat, hear, repeat. That's it. There's no written books or no Kindle, no iPad, no this thing, nothing. So they just remember. Just to, the person says, and then, this is so wonderful. You don't need of anything actually. So the guru will say, and the disciple will recite. It's just following the, this is like a, this, they do this, and then everything is memorized. Everything was done like this only. Because they had so much capacity. And now also people are saying, we are using only a fraction of our brain actually. There's so much capacity there, but we are just using only little bit, and the little bit only we are very proud actually. Only very small portion we are using, and then we are very proud of that little bit usage only. But as the Kali Yuga progresses, these things are reducing. And this is Maharaj Parikshit is receiving, like we are going to see in the next few verses, how he received this age of Kali. It is very interesting. Because when Maharaj Parikshit saw the age of Kali, he wanted to punish. But Kali did a wise thing. Kali just took like a shelter of Maharaj Parikshit. Couldn't know anything. Because he's a Kshatriya, he has to give protection. If somebody is taking a shelter of that person, so then Maharaj Parikshit told, yes, Kali, now you have this, you can go. You can go to a place where there is meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, where these things are practiced. You go and live in this place. Kali went around all over the place, but he could not find a place. He could not find a place. That is the situation. This is just the beginning of Kali Yuga. There is no place like that. And then he came back, my dear king, I could not find a place like that. Then Maharaj Parikshit said, where there is a excessive gold not used in the service of the Lord, you go and stay in that place. Then whole thing started. This is the problem. Because this is like a, gold is not a problem. Like there is a story when one sadhu, he saw the whole, was going through the forest, saw a whole gold mine, like so much gold was there. And as soon as he saw the gold, he started running backwards. I have seen death. So people are wondering, like that the four people are saying, oh, what is this? Why are you running? I've seen death. Oh, can you show death? Yes, you also come. I'll just show death. So he went all the way and showed, oh, this is death. So much gold under this fellow. Oh, this is useless. This is a foolish fellow. So much gold is there. And this fellow is thinking, this is death. What is this? So then say, okay, you run away. But so they decided, okay, now we have got so much gold. Now let us divide this. We'll take everything. This is like a thief saying, like, let us divide this loot honestly. Okay. So we will divide this, and they started carrying this in the back. And when they were going, they got a bit tired. Actually, when you're carrying gold is heavy also. It's not like a plastic. The plastic you can carry any amount of kilos, but gold you can't carry like this. So heavy. So they thought, okay, now let us take some rest. We are hungry, you two people, you go and get some food from the nearby village. In the meantime, we'll be here, then we'll eat, and then with energy, we'll go. So, as soon as you get the goal, the mentality changes. Power corrupts. Like power, absolute power corrupts also. Because, see, when they just see gold, then these two people thought, there's so much gold is there, we have to divide around four people. So now we two are there. What we'll do, we'll poison the food. Okay. When these fellows will eat the food, then they will die, and then we only two have to enjoy. So these two people are thinking. The other two people are thinking, okay, no, four people. These two people are like, they are like, why they have to have? So what? As soon as they come, we'll kill them. So when we kill them, and then once we kill them, then only we two are there, then we'll have this goal. So this is the plan. So this fellow went out and got some food, appropriately poisoned, so that this can die. So brought it. And then as soon as they entered the area, and immediately they jumped on him. And then they killed these two people. That's very good. Okay, now we have eliminated these two. Now mission's, half mission is accomplished. So now we'll eat little bit and then we'll proceed. Then they start eating and then they also fell. So that's what the sage was saying. The goal is death. Like he saw the goal and then so much goal and he said death, death, death. But they didn't realize. Sometimes we also think like that. But now, here also, sometimes we, to show off, I put gold, will everything. And then you, when you are wearing gold, you are showing off. And then the thief also seeing. Not that you are not showing off only to other Matajis and Pitajis. You are other fellows also seeing. They have a gold. Now you won't believe there is a gold meter there. Sometimes the people say, oh no, gold, what you do is, you keep under your washing clothes. Oh, nothing. Here they have a gold meter. They say, professional thieves actually. They come in the house, they will just do like this, and then I get like a metal detector, na? There's a gold detector there. You hide anywhere, they will find out. Unless you put your stomach or something, then only. Otherwise, they will find. I have seen practically when the people, when they go to different marriages, you go with one intention, and the other fellow comes with another intention. You want to show up, and then the other person wants to steal. This is a natural thing. That's the gold that creates a disturbance. So this is, Srila Prabhupada explains here, when the, since dharma are the principles of religion would be lost in the proportion of 3 out of 4, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. So that one leg is truthfulness. When 3/4 of the population of the world become irreligious, the situation is converted to hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilization will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. This is what we are finding. There is no God, but we want Rama Rajya, but no Rama. See, every political this thing, everyone, oh, you want Rama Rajya, yes, yes, yes. But where is Ram? There is no Ram, but you won't have Rama Rajya. See, this is not possible. This is not going to work. And they say, oh God, God, God. Some people say, yeah, God doesn't have any senses. No head, no tail, nothing. Like, this is like a impersonal. That is another way of saying there is no God. So this is, so many things are going on in the matter of religion. Religion. Because this is why so much of people that think, they are thinking that, oh, religion is the cause of everything. Sometimes when you speak to the youth, they are thinking, they are so much shattered by, in the name of religion, so much atrocity is happening, I will be better off without religion. This is what people come to this conclusion also. They see so many things, so many places. But this is not a problem of religion. This is a misunderstanding of religion. You understand this is religion, this is your misunderstanding of religion. That is why these things are happening. But what the religion means, dharmantu sakshat bhavat pranitam. Whatever the religious codes, religious principles which are given by God, that is dharma. That dharma is nothing to do with the Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Jewish dharma, that dharma, this dharma. Nothing to do with that actually. The dharma, the whole idea is, what is the Srimad Bhagavatam says, this dharma is, we have to suppose to develop an attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu sakshat bhavat pranitam. And then this is like a vishvaksena katasuya na utpadayate yati ratim shama yevaihi kevalam. By following all the rules, regulations, everything, we are supposed to develop an attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If that is not developed, all our whatever activity we call, anything, doesn't matter. Shrama yevahi kevalam. Shrama yevahi kevalam means it's a useless labor. It's a useless labor. Bhagavatam is very heavy. It says, because we may be performing so many activities, so many things, giving this, giving that, doing this, doing that, but shrama yevahi kevalam. Why? Because we have not developed an attraction or affinity towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if you don't develop that, then again you go into the samsara chakra again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. Again and again, you take birth and you die and then take shelter in the womb of the mother and then continue your journey again and again. This will continue. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam says this is the somewhere or other the connection has to be there. Haritoshanam. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Haritoshanam means Lord Hari has to be pleased. If the Hari is not pleased, Lord Hari is not pleased, all our activities, end of the day, become futile. Yesterday we were discussing about the yagic brahmanas. Yagic brahmanas are performing all the sacrifices. They are performing sacrifices. What is the purpose of the sacrifice? Vedhaischa sarver ameva vedyo. And Lord Krishna is standing there, I am very hungry. So please give some food. No, we are doing sacrifice. What sacrifice? Because you are sent off. What is the purpose of the sacrifice? Who are you supposed to please by doing the sacrifice? That's so now he is standing there and you are not recognizing. And you are just saying, no, we are performing sacrifice. But fortunately, the brahmana's wives, they are very, very intelligent. Even though they are not like a very, very expert in all the Vedic recitation and other things, they immediately understood, oh, Krishna is there, Balram is there. Immediately they dropped everything. They picked up all whatever paraphernalia, whatever the preparations, they offered to Krishna. So this is the beauty of the simplicity. If you are simple in heart, you can understand it. If you don't simple, then we will complicate our things so much. Srila Prabhupada continues, in the age of Kali, godless civilization will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defined, and the faithless societies of men will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. So we are already finding it out. So much of this people, saner people, because people now, they create so much problems, so much, this is polluted, this is, anything is polluted actually. Polluted. Originally it is not polluted. Because of you do some, because for example, you need some items. You make 10 items, I will make 100,000 items, and then we will have a marketing department, I will have a sales department. Everything is a mass production. Industrialization. They say industrialization. Industrialization is just, they create so many things, and then end of the day what happens? Like people are so busy, and they don't have time to think about the law. The purpose of life, and the human form of life is wasted. That is why, somehow or other, some portion, at least Srila Prabhupada says, not everybody will be able to take up this. At least even one section of people, some percentage of people take to this Krishna consciousness, then there will be sanity in the world. Otherwise, it's very, you can't expect everyone to take up. Then that will be satyuga. Everybody will become very, very serious. No, it's not possible, unfortunately. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, these are the gradations of human being. There are gradations of human being in proportion to the faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is like the human beings also the gradation. It is not like the classless society. They call so much classless society. There is nothing like classless. There is always classes out there. So what is that class? This is a person who has absolute faith in the God. It's a Vaishnava or a Brahmana. Then Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Then other things are like a Mlecha, Yavana, Chandala, and the different categories are there. And Srila Prabhupada mentions here, the degradation of the human being begins from the Mlechas and the Chandalas of state of life. Is the last word of the human degradation. All the above items mentioned in the Vedic literature are never meant for any particular community or birth. It's very, very important. Sometimes, somebody thinks, it's a Mlecha. Mlecha is not like the person just who is in this side of, like normal in India, anybody outside India is called Mlecha. No, that is not like that. Because that's why people normally, why they don't go to, because previously the person is not supposed to cross the sea. This is in a traditional Vedic system, they don't cross the sea. Because their understanding is that across the sea, the people are like meat eaters and Mlechas. If they associate with them, you will also become one among them. But here, you find here so many Vaishnavas are here. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came here and then so many Vaishnavas are there. So there is no wrong, nothing harm. Why it was mentioned like that? Because of that reason only. Here people will come and they will adopt their lifestyle like a Mlecha and Yavan lifestyle. That is why it was prohibited. Now if somebody comes here, actually it is better here actually sometimes. People here follow more strictly than the person who is sitting there thinking that I am from a Brahminical family, I am a Chaturvedi, Dvedi, Dve, Trivedi. Sometimes the people call me like I am Chaturvedi. Chaturvedi means like I am supposed to do that. The name will be Chaturvedi, but what is your activity? There is nothing, whatever related with Vedas or anything. So this is what Srila Prabhupada mentioned here. It's not according to the birth. Lord Krishna very specifically says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasya tasya kartaram abhima vidhi akartaram avyayam. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasya. Guna and karma, qualities and activities. That's not mentioned about Janma. Sometimes it is mentioned, people think like by birth. So Srila Prabhupada makes that statement very clear. This is where he is saying, one can acquire the respective qualifications by one's own efforts. Efforts are needed. Yes, and he make it very clear, and thus the son of a Vaishnava can become a Milecha. We wish, it doesn't happen, but if somebody wants to become a Milecha, he can become a Milecha. By the same token, the son of a Chandala can become then more than a Brahmana. That is also possible. How it is possible? By the association. This is like how the person can take shelter of pure devotee of the Lord. Then he can. This is Srila Prabhupada gives the example. The bell metal can be converted. Like he gives the example. How the same way, even though the person may be born in a particular family, that is not a disqualification. If he associates with the pure devotee of the Lord, then he can be elevated to the level of a Vaishnava. So it is not in the category of like by birth it is decided. It is decided based on the qualification and activity. Guna and karma. So like what Lord Krishna says, the same. It's not like sometimes people say, your Krishna only created this caste system. Our Krishna didn't create this caste system. The perverted caste system, what we are being observed, that is not created by Krishna. Krishna created a caste system based on the qualities and activity. See, for example, if somebody is an intellectual person, if that intellectual person, you ask him to go to the smithy and do this thing, he may not be inclined, correct? And the same person, the person who is inclined to trade and ask him to put, oh, you become a Brahmana, you may not be inclined. So that is, but this is what like, by intrinsic capacity, with that only you do work. That is why it is not whatever capacity you are in, from that capacity you can work. It's not like everybody has to be a sannyasi, or everybody has to be a brahmachari, everybody has to be a grahastha. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kiva vipra kiva nyasi sudra kena nai, yei veta krishna tattva sei guru. Because this is like, somebody can be a brahmachari, and they can do their progress in spiritual life. Fine. If somebody cannot be a brahmachari, it's not life is finished or something, then he can be a grahastha, and then a varaprastha, then sannyas. So, but bottom line is, ehi veta krishna tattva, he has to know Krishna, he has to know the tattva, Krishna tattva, then he can. Because otherwise, no, it's just like, it becomes like a, people sometimes call, brahmana means eternally brahmana. No, if you don't follow the brahmanical activities in the life, then you are not fit for a brahmana. People may not like it. People sometimes in the caste brahmanas, they may not like it. Oh, brahmana is like my birthright. Like I am a brahmana, my son will be brahmana, this will be brahmana, grandson. But what is your activity? That fellow will be all the low grade activity. And then how can you call brahmana? Srila Prabhupada nicely gives this example of high court judge. You are a high court judge and your son has a good probability, good possibility that he can become a high court judge. Yes. It's a good possibility because he will have that same inclination, all these things. But automatically he's not high court judge. Automatically they won't become a high court judge. You have to do. Same way doctor. Everything is, we follow the logic, but when it comes to Brahma, that is not problem. It is, that's why we have to understand that. So when the argument comes, this caste system is not created for like a segregating people like that or to take advantage of the other people. It is just so society is conducted properly. For that only it is decided. So Srila Prabhupada continues, the meat eaters are generally called milechas, but all meat eaters are not milechas. Again, this is a category. It's a category. So because Vedic system is so encompassing, it's not just saying that, oh, you are eating meat, you are nonsense. No. When there is a situation, there is nothing else to eat, and life has to be survive, you have to survive, and then at that time, you can eat meat. But our situation is not like that. We are opening slaughterhouses, and then so many ales of vegetables are there, so many ales of grains are there, but still we go to the meat ale. Why do we go? If the opportunity is not there, then it's fine. But if your life is in danger, like there was a story, like even Vishwamitra, at that one point in time, he had to eat meat. This is just like for the survival at that time, survival situation, like next time you're going to fall dead. If you can eat something and you survive, and why, what is the survival? I'll survive so that I can go to casino and finish the game. No, not for the survival, so that you can finish the purpose of life. So because this is not like, oh, survive, last minute I have to survive, because this human form of life having taken, we have to make it perfect and go back home, back to Godhead. So this is a little bit of reminding. But again, this is a situation. But Manusmriti or the Vedic literature gives so much of concession. Like he says in another place, even if a cow is going to come and kill you, at that time you can kill the cow. See, this is not like a, sometimes people think it's all impractical. No? It's all impractical. All the Vedic laws and all the rules and regulations are very impractical. No, not very, very practical. Who will say that? Who will say that? Like if your life is in danger, then for your protection you can do that. So this is actually we have to have faith in the Shastra. Because when we start doubting Shastra, when we start doubting Vyasadeva, all the Acharyas, great Acharyas like Madhva Acharya, Ramanacharya, Shankara, all these people have given so much of for us. And then when we start doubting the Shastra, then, yes, Shastra vidhim utsu. Shastra, when you leave Shastra vidhi, then you contact your own thing. So that's why Krishna says, you have to have the faith has to be there. Asraddha dana purusha, dharmasyasya parantapa, aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Again and again. If you don't have faith in the Shastra, if you don't have faith in the Lord, then we go back to mrityu samsara vartmani. Again and again we have to come through this cycle. We don't want to do that. That's the whole idea. Whole idea of this, the human form of life. Yes, we have come here, we have to perfect our life, and we have to go back home, back to God, and engage in the pure devotion service of the Lord. And this human form of life is given for that. And then we don't want to miss this opportunity. Srila Prabhupada continues, the people of this age will not perform any sacrifice. Yes, this is the Milecha population will care very little for performance of sacrifices, although performance of sacrifice is essential for persons who are materially engaged in sense enjoyment. This is in third chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There's a lot of instructions are there. Like you have to, yajna has to be performed. Like from Parjanya. And how the food is coming. Because the rains. So all these things are mentioned. Those things, you may be wondering, why our people in our temple, there is no sacrifice going on, there is no separate sacrifice for the sun god, moon god, Mo, Chandra, Indra, there is no sacrifice being performed here. We notice any sacrifice happening here? No, we don't perform it. So Srila Prabhupada explains, why these sacrifices are needed, those who are just like doing activities, they are like seeking material enjoyment, karma. They just want to do something and I want to get some benefit. And Lord Krishna knows, it's like a Bhakti Yoga is a tall order. It's not that everybody will become Bhakti Yoga. Because 40 you will have 100,000 people there, and Srimad Bhagavatam will have only 50 people here. This is the problem. Because that is the situation. Kali Yuga, Manda, Sumanda, Madayo. Because they are not interested in the spiritual subject matter. They talk about now like so many subject matters for discussion. But the main subject matter, this is Atma Tattva, that they are not ready to discuss. So many other things for discussion. Discussion matters are there. They'll have so many chats, groups, that one, this one. But for this subject matter has to be discussed. This is a subject matter which is essential and which is going to be the final deciding thing for our life. That we don't want to discuss. So that is why the sacrifice has to be performed. But why we are not performing those type of sacrifices? Because we are performing, as Srila Prabhupada says, the devotee life is symbol of sacrifice. Everything, we are doing activities, pure devotional service. The activities which are performed for the pleasure of the Lord. By doing this, all the Indra Chandra, not only Indra Chandra, all the 33 million demigods, they are satisfied. This is the beauty actually. By performing sacrifice, by pleasing Lord Hari, by pleasing Lord Krishna, everybody is satisfied. That is why a devotee's life is a sacrifice. Because by this is not, devotee may not perform all the different sacrifices mentioned about like this sacrifice for sun god, this for moon god. No, but Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, it sacrifice is essential for purposes, for persons who are materially engaged in sense enjoyment. So, the living beings are created by the creator. Again, this the detail is given. The Brahmaji created. And then there is a progeny. He is a Prajapati. So, he wanted to increase the progeny. Yeah, everybody became a sannyasi. Then how you can increase the progeny? Like Sanat Kumara. So they said, he said, you go and increase the progeny. No, I am not interested. We are not fools here, actually. We are not here to just... So we won't become, we are not interested in material life. We don't get married and we don't get into entanglement. Okay, so Brahma got very angry. So he just cursed him. You just remain like this only. Like a baby is only remain like that. So like this, you know, like a progeny. So then the progeny is there. Then that means there has to be some kind of provision for them. They have to live. Jivo, jivasya, jivanam. Srimad Bhagavatam says, it's not like you have to eat something. Human beings have to eat something, animals have to eat something. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely, even somebody is a meat eater, he is also dependent on the rain, grain. All these things are needed. If the rains and grains are not there, even the meat eaters will also starve.
how they will eat. Because you need this thing. You need, and these people, now they think, I will defy nature. No, I will feed something else to the cow. Then you get a mad cow disease. Like that's it. Everybody, because all the unwanted things. So this is all the problem. You just follow the nature's order, you will be happy. And then you try to invent something, you try to put something new, and then you create so much of a havoc. So many people got killed, so much of problem. This, why? Because you're concocting something. You don't, because when we live in harmony with the nature, then we are protected. Then we just go away from the nature, then I do my own things. Then all the problems are created. So Srila Prabhupada says, the material world is sort of a prison house. Yes, it is a prison house. We come to the prison house, and now this all the administrative devatas, all the devatas are there, like the different administrative demigods are the devatas. Their duty is to upkeep of the prison house. And they will see to that. And if somebody becomes very obedient, like then what the person will be given, like in the prison house, you know, like if somebody's conduct is very good, then that person will be discharged, like after certain years, you know, okay, now you have become a good citizen, you go and live with them. The same way for us also. So the material nature is put in such a way, lot of trials and tribulations will be there. And if somebody survives, and then they go back home, back to garden. And this is like, and before going back home, back to Godhead, Maya Devi will test also. It's not that everybody just to go and go back, not like that. Yeah, we have to, our real interest is Krishna or something else. If our real interest is Krishna, then Krishna will, the Maya Devi will put all the tests and all this. But Krishna will make sure that we pass the test. Provided we take shelter of Krishna. Our, this is not like Krishna doesn't want, Krishna's desire is, Krishna wants us back home, back to Godhead. That is what he is giving. He personally comes. He says, na tad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko, na pavakaha, yad gatva na nivartante, tad dhama paramamam. He is welcoming everyone. Actually, his desire for us to come back is more than our desire to go back to him. That is because he is so much anxious. Like when the child is lost or something, child has gone missing. So the, how much anxiety for the parent? Like parents will be thinking, when this child is going to come back? They won't get sleep also. So many sleepless nights. Because until that same way, like Krishna also, in one type of anxiety. For him, the living entity is loitering in the material world. Krishna is not happy. Krishna is very, very sad in that sense. Krishna, Krishna is absolute truth. It's not like our sadness and Krishna's sadness. You can't equate like that. But still, there is a pricking in Krishna. The living entity is going away from him. So that's why even one soul going back home, back to Godhead, it is a glorious thing. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita introduction. Even someone, one person reading this Bhagavad Gita goes back home, back to Godhead. We consider all our efforts as successful. Srila Prabhupada is so humble. He is writing, because by Prabhupada's mercy, so many people, millions and millions of people are getting serious and planning to go back home, back to Godhead. But still he thinks, even one person goes also the effort. Sometimes people wonder, is it worth the effort, whatever we are doing? Yes, Prabhupada says it is. Whatever effort Srila Prabhupada went, he says, even one person goes back home, back to Godhead, it is worth the effort. What to talk of so many millions are going back home, back to Godhead. So all the effort, maintaining the temple, doing this activity, doing that activity, so much of cooking, so much of preaching, so much of sankirtan, everything is worth, because it is giving us an opportunity for people to go back home, back to Godhead. Never come back to this material world. Punarapi jananam. Again, this is a, so that activity is very, very wonderful. So this is a most philanthropic activity. People may or may not believe. People understand, if you open a hospital, open a school, open some blood bank, they will think it's a very philanthropic activity. But that activity, when the body finishes, that activity also will finish. But this activity will not finish. Even the person goes back, next life continues, life continues. This is the beauty of this Krishna conscious activity. Krishna says, Neha Vikramana Sosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Svalpam Abhyasya Dharmasya. Even that person starts little bit, that's it. His account is open, that's it. That will go, keep on going. This is the beauty. That's why somehow or other we have to link whoever you see. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. You just give Krishna's message, and it is up to the individual. You may give the message, and sometimes people may not take also. We don't get attached to that. Sometimes we, I've been telling him all these things. He's not even taking Javamala and not chanting. How many years it took for you to chant actually? We have to ask this question. Like, I took about 35 years to chant, but you are expecting the person the first day only you chant Hare Krishna and surrender to you. That may not happen actually. It will take some time for, you have to give a fair time for that person also. But continue giving this association, continue giving prasadam. So Krishna will do the trick. So this Srila Prabhupada continues, the materialistic man want to work hard and enjoy fruitive results for sense enjoyment. Thus they are committing many types of sins at every step of life. Those, however, who are consciously engaged in the devotional service of the Lord are transcendental to all varieties of sin and virtue. Their activities are free from contamination of the three modes of material nature. So this is a devotee's life. It's like a completely devoid of sins. Because everything is done for Krishna. All the activity, he's eating, cooking, doing, whatever, everything is done for Krishna's service. That's why this devotional service is beyond the modes of material nature. This is like a, this, so that activity does not have any material reaction. Like we have karma, akarma, vikarma. But this activity is like akarma. That doesn't have any material reaction. You do punya activity, you get some result. For that you have to take birth in the material world. So again, binding. You do papa, and for that papa, you have to come to the material world and suffer. Then that is also binding. So, one sense, punya and papa, equally bad. Equally they will bind you into this material world. But devotional activity is completely transcendental to these things. Devotional activity is not binding. Devotional activity liberates us. That's why Krishna says, whatever activity we perform for His satisfaction. Egyartha karmanon anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Because lokoyam karma bandhana. This karma bandhan is very, very intricate actually. Karma bandhana. Tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacha. That is why it is recommended you perform activity for Lord's satisfaction, His satisfaction. Because whatever activity you perform, you keep center, Lord as the center and perform that activity will not create bondage. Whether you are going to office, whether you are maintaining the family, you are begetting children or educating children, all the activities, you keep Krishna in the center, you do an activity in a Krishna-centric way, then that activity will not create any bondage. That is Krishna's guarantee. So that is why we have to learn that art, how to do activity for Krishna's pleasure. Not that Krishna's pleasure doesn't mean that you are going to be high and dry and then you don't have any pleasure. No, not like that. Krishna is very merciful when Krishna has the pleasure and then Krishna, because we also get the pleasure. Yes, means santushte, jagat santushte. When Krishna is happy, then we also become happy. Why? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. When Krishna is happy, when Krishna satisfaction is given to Krishna, then Krishna makes sure we also get happiness. It's not that Krishna is only enjoying Rajabhog and then we are just eating only some dry something. No, same Rajabhog, after Krishna eats, then we get this. Same thing. But Krishna lives in a palace, and then we also live in the palace. Whatever the facility, Krishna, but only the consciousness is different. Here Krishna is the enjoyer, I am not the enjoyer. Itam Krishna, itam namama. Because it's Krishna, it is not mine. So that mood we have to develop. It's for Krishna. For Krishna, the enjoyment, anything can be given. That way. So that way, the servants in the palace, they also get the benefit. The servants in the king's palace, they also get the same facility what the king is enjoying. Same way, we are also Krishna's servants. Whatever Krishna's remnants, we also get that remnants. So that way, we are protected actually. So this, our activity is very, that way, it will liberate us actually. And then Srila Prabhupada concludes here, for the devotees there is no need, this is very important, for the devotees there is no need for performance of prescribed sacrifices because the very life of the devotee is a symbol of sacrifice. But persons who are engaged in fruitive activities for sense enjoyment must perform prescribed sacrifices because that is the only means to get free from reaction of all sins committed by the fruitive workers. So that is very important because devotees, no need of performing sacrifice. But that life is a sacrifice. Whatever he is doing, all this, this sacrifice is a different sacrifice which Srila Prabhupada is going to mention. Sacrifice is the means for counteracting such accumulated sins. The demigods are pleased when such sacrifices are performed. Third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that also. Just as the prison officers are satisfied when the prisoners are turned into obedient subjects. Lord Chaitanya, however, has recommended only one yajna or sacrifice called the Sankirtan yajna. That's why there is a famous sloka, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshatam Yajnair Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. Sumedasa, the person who has a broader intelligence, what they will do? They will perform Sankirtan yajna. Why they perform? Because this is like a Krishna Varnam, Tushak Krishnam, Sangopangastha Parshatam, Yagya, Sankit, this Yuga, you can't perform any other sacrifice. It is not possible. It is no facility. All the things needed for the sacrifice we don't have. But only for the performing Sankirtan Yagya, there is no problem. Anybody can perform, anywhere you can sit down, just perform Sankirtan. Just chanting this holy name of the Lord and distribute. It's not like a Sankirtan Yagya. This is also Sankirtan. Distribution of books, that is also Sankirtan. Brihat Mridanga. This is called Brihat Mridanga. That is also Sankirtan. And devotees go out, day in and day out, distributing books. So much care they are taking, because this, even like sometimes devotees go with the books, you know, like so much satisfaction they derive. By just giving this book, somebody takes seriously, they get so happiness. Because they are giving the message of Krishna. And that happiness is given by Krishna. Then materially, devotee may or may not be very well off. Doesn't matter. Materially, whatever, Krishna will see to the needs, whatever. But Krishna will protect. This is like a ananyas chintayan tyomam ejana paryupasate tesham nityavi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. He will protect. He is not, sometimes he may protect or may not protect the body, but we should not be worried about that. Sometimes he may protect the body, sometimes he may not protect. But anybody who is engaged in devotional service, Krishna will ensure that the person goes back home, back to God. And Krishna says, that person, there is no one more dear to me than one who preaches this message. This is such a glorious preaching. Krishna's message is so glorious that, because you become like a completely, like a Krishna is special. This is like a Krishna specially looks after. Because he is so much attached to that person. He is saying, my devotee is so much, in the conversation between Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. He says, Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam, Sadunam Hridayam. I am in the, always situated in my heart of the devotee, and my devotee always thinks about me, and I don't know anyone other than my devotee, and my devotee doesn't know anything other than me. This is like so much of reciprocation happening between the Lord and his devotee. So that's why it's very, very important. Like we get this mood of understanding how we can do this Sankirtan, how we can please the Lord, how we can please the Acharyas by performing this simple activity of giving this. And we talk so much, so hours and hours we talk. Little bit we talk about Krishna. We talk about this message of Krishna so that we can give this message to our loved ones so that they all get benefited. Time is up. So, if there's any questions or comments, you can discuss. Yes, Prabhu?
How does the civilization get bewildered in the beginning? Like, how does this animal killing and meat eating start?
Prabhu, this in the Vedic system is like knows that as we all want, everybody want to be 100% like a sattvic. Because of the people who are in the different modes of nature, so what Vedic system is suggesting, so there are some people who will be inclined for this type of meat eating and other things. So what the Vedic system does is giving so much of restrictions so that capacity, that eating meat, that propensity is reduced. For example, if the meat eating, Shastra says, yes, you can, you are allowed to eat meat. When? Okay. Amavasya day, night 12 o'clock, that particular this thing. And you have to, there's so much of restrictions are given so that you will see one day you'll eat. I have to wait for Amavasya and then night 12 o'clock and then I have to take the knife, chant this mantra, do this, do that, then I have to eat, heck, forget it. It's like this, it will come. We have to come. But now what they have done, they have made it in a different way. Now those restrictions are taken off. They are just open a slaughterhouse, you go and you buy from the shop and then how these things are, because people have different mentalities actually. Not everybody want to be sattvic, because people have desire, because everything starts from desire. Because we have come like our desires are there. The desires are carried forward between life actually. It's not like all the vasana. This when we have the body is finished, we get only the gross body is finished. Subtle body is the manas, buddhi, ahankar. So with that all the vasanas are coming. That's why somebody wants, why somebody wants to eat meat and why somebody wants to have a very nice vegetables and other things. Because nature is like that. Because that day. But that can be changed. How it can be changed? By making them understand, yes, this is the thing and this is why we have to avoid that. But even from material sense, this is not going to help you. But that is why, one point in time it became so much, it was people were there, in the name of sacrifice, they were just killing so many animals. So Buddha got so much, they said, forget the Vedas.
We were all quoting Vedas. Oh, Vedas it is mentioned like that. That is why we are killing. Forget about Vedas. Why do you bother about Vedas? Now, ahimsa paro dharma. Then he said, ahimsa is the para dharma. You forget about the Vedas. Then other acharyas have to come. Because once you, that's why bhautiks are called nastik. Srila Prabhupada says, Veda na maniya bhautika nastik. They didn't accept Vedas. So then other acharyas, like Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramana. So they have to come, re-establish and then take it further. So it, the propensity is there in the living entity, but it's too restrict. It's like a, this is a, the whole, the, it's not like a Vedic system. It's not giving a recipe, okay, how you have to make this meat preparation. That's not a purpose. To restrict only, all these things are given. Everything is restricted only. Like a marriage. What is marriage? Marriage is also restricted. It's not like unlimited sense gratification. Yes, you have this family, you marry one person and lead a life. That way it's restricted. Everything is restricted for our benefit. These restrictions are there, so that then our purpose is not lost. Our purpose of going back home, back to God, up to the 85 years old, you get married, you keep on getting children. What will you do? There is some end has to be there, because until last minute, like a last breath, you keep on working about maintaining the family only, then where is the time for spiritual life actually? Shankaracharya says, no, this is a balastava krita sakta, tarunastava taruni sakta, vriddhastava chinta sakta, pare brahmani kopina sakta. In balastava, in by youth age, you play and do all these things. And in the youth, you have marriage, love, all these affairs, everything. And then the old age, you keep on worrying, and where is the time for God? Where is the time for self-realization? There is no time. So that is why the vanaprastha stage, at the age of 50, you look back and then start revisiting your this thing. Not to increase our materialistic activity, so that we can do some, at least that, even that 10 years, 5 years, 15 years, if we can dedicate in the service of the Lord, that is to our benefit.
What is the cause of this demonic propensity?
The desire. That's what the desire is there in the living entity. Because of the desire only, all the activities happen. Demoniac mentality, nobody wants demons actually. The Lord doesn't want demons, but the demoniac mentality is there. That, because this is the original, the demoniac nature, how it is, I want to be happy with the Lord. No, I want to be separately enjoyed. This is that mentality, that desire. That is the cause of the whole circus. Anything else, Prabhupada? Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.